You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. So we're going to move into the third part of the triple dipper for the day. So, you know, we've talked about the moral equivalencies of groups that are saying that Hamas is really just trying to, you know, have its own. When Israel's so mean, well, that's you can't equivocate like that. You can't reach into this with moral equivalency and try to describe what's happening in that way. That was number one. Number two, we spent a good bit of time there unpacking what I call home fries, things that are happening right here in our backyard, stuff that I reported to you from Alabama Daily News, Yellowhammer, AL.com, 1819, all the different sources around our state that talk about things right here in our backyard. Well, now we're going to switch gears. Number three. There's apparently some big doings going on in D.C. In case you haven't heard, we don't have an official Speaker of the House. For the first time in the history of the United States, a Speaker was basically removed from his seat. They call it vacating the chair. And that vote took place last week. Kevin McCarthy, no longer the Speaker. What's going to happen next? Well, I'm going to bring on a friend of mine, somebody who has served in D.C., who, by the way, served as a staff person for the Speaker of the State House as well, and is now currently the publisher of Alabama Daily News and the host of the TV show Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. That's Todd Stacey. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, man, thanks for making some time.
You bet.
Listen, the speaker's race, getting somebody new in there, I want to talk about the impact of it all and all that, but you were telling me offline the meeting that they're having as a caucus may be happening pretty much as we speak. Am I right?
Yeah, they should be going into, it's an hour ahead up there, so they should be going into conference here pretty shortly. And what that means is that, all the House Republicans meet in one room. There in the Capitol to have their, private meeting. And this is really meant to give those who are running for Speaker, namely Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise, a chance to make their pitch internally, to their Republican colleagues. Also, you could see other people, other members who have opinions about this, getting up to share their piece and kind of talking it all out. What's unclear is whether a vote will happen tonight, right? A vote of the Republican conference. We don't know. Maybe they get that far. Maybe they don't. There's just it's very unsettled right now. There is no clear, front runner, if you will. There's even some talk amongst the conference of bringing back Kevin McCarthy. Saying, well, why not just put him back up at the speaker? So. This is far from settled.
Well, it that's what I'm hearing too, and I know that there's been talk about them, like for instance, an article that I pulled here off of the Hill, I believe, that House Republicans are predicting that they'll have a speaker in place by midweek. Well, that's tomorrow. They would almost have to have their secret ballot and be able to go to the floor tomorrow. And let me back up. But then, on the other hand, we know that Robert Adderholt, one of our senior members of the congressional delegation from Alabama, I think you've talked to him too. But he's basically said that he thinks it's going to take a week or two to get somebody in there. What are you hearing?
It could. That just depends how long people take to kind of get in line behind the candidate. I mean, again, you've got Steve Scalise, who has been in leadership for several years. He's very well liked throughout the caucus. He's kind of had the southern block of that Republican group held pretty well. When you got to think about, over the years, there haven't been a ton of southerners in Republican leadership. And so he kind of made that case that, hey, we need as much as the South is solidly Republican, maybe we should have some Republicans, some southerners in the leadership. So he's really made that case, been very popular. He's raised a lot of money for his colleagues. That obviously makes a difference. Jim Jordan is a little different. He's been more of the insurgent, right? He started the Freedom Caucus back in the day that was really, kind of pushing back against leadership. He's kind of calmed that down more recently because he is the judiciary chair. You know, he's got responsibilities as far as that goes. And so, like, the Freedom Caucus thing kind of splits two ways. That's a bigger group these days, and so there are more people maybe aligned with that. But there's also some more mainstream folks, rank-and-file Republicans, who have bad memories of the Freedom Caucus and their obstruction over the years that has caused real problems. So he's got kind of, like I said, cuts two ways for Jim Jordan. So again, no emerging candidate is really just dominating this race.
Yeah, so you got Steve Scalise from Louisiana, and you got Jim Jordan from Ohio, both of whom have a pretty strong following. Everything appears to be rather split. And then the whole Kevin McCarthy thing, I think, is a weird dynamic. I mean, you have to look at it and go, well, McCarthy just got voted out. Is that really the track record we want, that we voted you out one week and brought you back the next? I just find that to be a little antithetical to good order and discipline. It just seems like he would lose the same support that he had already lost before he lost the vote.
And remember, he's not asking for this. He said he's not running. These are other people saying, look, let's go ahead and reinstate him. Because remember, it was a handful of far-right Republicans led by Matt Gaetz who led this. All but eight people in that amongst Republicans voted to keep him in office, right? So if you think about it that way, that kind of makes sense. But the problem is, you've got that handful. I would say it's anywhere from, on any given day, from four to eight members who really aren't interested in moving the caucus forward as a team, but really more self-interested in their own, political careers, their own fundraising, their own, getting on Fox News. And when that's the case, when you've got this slim of a majority, if you're not thinking about the team, it makes it really hard to govern.
Well, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. My real hope is that whatever the case, I mean, I like Scalise, although he's got cancer, and I can't help but wonder if that's going to play into people's mindsets when they consider him as a candidate. Are they worried at all about his longevity, his stamina, that kind of thing? But at the same time, I also really like Jim Jordan. I mean, I do think he's come across as a leader. I think he's come across as someone who's been very vocal. He's been chairing the one of the major committees and chairing it also in the wake of or in the lead up to all the impeachment hearings. He's been a key leader in a lot of the things that the base wants to see happen. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. My real hope, though, is that whatever happens, they come to the floor united and get it done, and we don't have to play out in the public eye all of the infighting and the backbiting, that we know where we stand when they walk out the door to vote. That's my real hope here.
Yeah. The one question that going into this conference meeting we have is, normally, under normal circumstances, like last time a speaker was elected, you just need a majority of the conference, right? A majority of Republicans, and whoever runs, okay, but we're going to walk out this door and say, whoever won that election, fair and square, that's who our nominee is going to be, and everybody votes for them on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know about that this time. They're looking for more unanimity. Having 217, 218 votes before going to the floor, I don't know if that's possible. So what rules would they put in place? We don't really know yet, but I think you're right. And it's not just about this speaker election. Think about 38 days from now when those financial decisions have to get made again, right? I think they're having a real issue with just people coming to grips with the fact that it's a very slim Republican majority in the House. It's a Democratic majority in the Senate and a Democrat in the White House. You're not going to get everything you want. And so the next speaker may be kicked out too, because the math hasn't changed. So what will they be able to convince their colleagues of?
Well, and that's a real key point. I made the comment to somebody the other day that what we need is somebody in there. I mean, you got to have somebody who has the ability to say to the Freedom Caucus, I know who you are, and I can herd your cats as much as I can herd all the rest. And I think that's, we're going to have to, whether it be Scalise or Jordan, and me personally, I'll be honest with you, I really like Jim Jordan. I'm kind of hoping that he's the guy, but that's just me. I don't have a vote. But in the end, whatever we do, we got to do it soon because we can't tarry here. And not only that, but we got world events happening. The White House is just completely feckless right now in the wake of what's going on in Israel. And the last thing, and I know they have an interim. They've got an interim speaker right now who can call the body to order if he has to and bring a resolution to the floor. But it's not the same as having the person. And it's a distraction. And I think that's one of the things I wanted to get with you on here. And we've only got a couple of minutes, but you and I were both in Montgomery, and I think we've been talked about on the air before, during Montgomery during some turbulent times. We had, you know, Governor Robert Bentley had to step down. We had, of course, Speaker Hubbard, who you worked for a while, had to vacate his chair. And the body still continues. It's not like everything comes to a grinding halt, but it's such a distraction. It sucks the air out of the room.
It is, and what they've got to watch out for in Washington in that House Republican conference is, like you said, it's like a 4-seat majority. The longer this goes on, the more silly it looks. And it's already looked pretty silly for months now. The less they're going to seem like they can build a governing coalition that they can actually govern. That will eventually hurt you at the ballot box. It probably will have some effect already, but if this keeps on going, you know, it's just hard for House Republicans to go back to the American people and say, elect us, send us to govern. So I think that's what you run into is the longer this goes on, there could be some electoral consequences. And, you know, think about that. That's a huge consequence.
Yeah. So let me ask you this with about 30 seconds left. Trump has endorsed Jordan. In your mind, does that help or hurt Jordan's ability to get the votes he needs on the floor?
I don't think the Trump endorsement helps or hurts. I think Jordan's, like I said, his track record and history in the Freedom Caucus rubs some really the wrong way, and he may not have some may not ever vote for him. So that's the problem that he's got.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Todd Stacey, we appreciate you, man. Host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television, also the publisher for Alabama Daily News. If they want to find your stuff somewhere, where can they go find it?
It's really easy. Just go to aldailynews.com. You're going to want to sign up for that morning newsletter. It tells you everything you need to know to start your day.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate you, Todd. Have a great day.
All right, Phil. Be good.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take this break. Come right back. I'm in number 3 of the Triple Dipper. We're going to break it down a little further. We got the speaker's race. Are we going to have a speaker of the House this week? That was the goal. Come out maybe for a vote as early as tomorrow. Well, they're going into a caucus meeting right now. Secret ballot. But does anybody have enough votes? It's a question, and we need it done. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.